How to speak with authority and conviction. In today's world where credibility, influence, and communication are essential, your ability to speak with authority and conviction can dramatically impact your career, relationships, and personal success. Whether you're delivering a presentation, leading a team, participating in meetings, or engaging in public speaking, your voice must project confidence, your words must command attention, and your presence must reflect trustworthiness. This guide will walk you through every critical aspect of how to speak with authority and conviction, combining proven strategies from executive communication, psychology, and public speaking. If you're looking to become a more persuasive and influential communicator, this in-depth article is for you. Why speaking with authority matters. The ability to speak with authority and conviction is not just about sounding confident, it's about being believable. People naturally follow leaders who sound like they know what they're talking about. When your tone, posture, language, and delivery are aligned, you communicate competence, clarity, and leadership. This is essential in high-stakes situations, boardroom presentations, investor pitches, media interviews, courtroom arguments, job interviews, and even daily team huddles. Moreover, in an era dominated by misinformation and content saturation, people crave authenticity and certainty. Speaking with authority doesn't mean being the loudest voice in the room, it means being the most trusted one. Whether you're a startup founder, educator, coach, or executive, mastering this skill can elevate your communication and distinguish you as a credible leader. 1. Master your mindset. Authority begins within. Before you say a single word, your mindset shapes your message. People who speak with conviction believe in what they're saying. Confidence in communication starts with clarity in thinking. If you're unsure, hesitant, or second-guessing your value, it will show. Tips to build the right mindset. Know your value, understand the expertise or experience you bring to the table. Even if you are still learning, you can speak from what you do know. Silence your inner critic, replace self-doubt with preparation and self-assurance. Use affirmations like, "My voice matters," or "I speak with clarity and purpose." Visualize success. Mental rehearsal of strong communication helps rewire your brain for confidence and performance. Embrace the expert frame. Position yourself mentally as a guide or authority, not a peer seeking approval. When your mind is aligned with belief in your message, your body and voice naturally follow. Authority starts as an internal decision. 2. Craft clear and purposeful messages. Authority is never accidental. People who speak with conviction don't ramble or stumble, they deliver messages that are clear, concise, and intentional. This comes from preparation and knowing your message deeply. Here's how to build strong messaging. Start with a clear objective. Ask yourself, what do I want my audience to think, feel, or do after I speak? Use strong opening statements. Begin with impact. Use a bold statement, compelling question, or striking statistic. Eliminate filler and fluff. Words like just, I think, or maybe dilute your authority. Replace them with assertive language. Structure your message logically. Use frameworks like problem, solution, benefit, or point, evidence, example, summary. Repeat key points with emphasis. Repetition reinforces belief and builds momentum in your delivery. People trust those who are clear and intentional. If your message is murky, people won't follow you. 3. Own your voice, tone, pace, and pauses. The way you say something matters as much as what you say. Voice is one of the most powerful tools in your communication arsenal. An authoritative voice is calm, strong, deliberate, and grounded. How to develop a powerful vocal presence. Lower your pitch slightly. A lower pitch is often perceived as more credible and commanding. Vary your vocal tone. Use vocal dynamics, energy, intensity, and emotion to maintain engagement and drive key points home. Control your pace. Speaking too fast signals nervousness. Slow down to increase clarity and emphasize authority. Use strategic pauses. Pauses give your audience time to absorb your message and add gravity to your words. Breathe from your diaphragm. This helps support vocal strength and prevent a shaky or weak voice. Practice reading aloud, recording yourself, or working with a voice coach to refine your tone and delivery. Your voice should sound like it owns the room, not just occupies it. 4. Command the room with body language. Your nonverbal communication speaks volumes. When your body language matches your words, people trust you more. Authority is conveyed through posture, gestures, facial expressions, and eye contact. Body language techniques that boost authority. Stand tall and grounded. Good posture signals confidence and presence. Avoid slouching or shifting nervously. Use open gestures. confident speakers use hand movements to emphasize key ideas. Avoid crossing your arms or fidgeting. Hold stillness with intention, rather than constant movement. Use deliberate movement to support your message. Make consistent eye contact. This creates trust and connection. Speak to your audience, not at your slides or notes. Smile when appropriate. A warm but authoritative demeanor helps you come across as confident and likable. Mirror practice and video feedback are powerful tools to refine your body language. Confidence is not only felt, it's seen. 5. Eliminate weak language and uncertainty. Your word choice either builds authority or breaks it. Weak language, hedging, and vague statements dilute your message and invite doubt. Common weak phrases to avoid. I think that. I'm not sure, but. Maybe we could. Does that make sense? I just wanted to. Replace them with stronger alternatives. Based on the data. The right course of action is. This will allow us to. Let's move forward with. Be direct. Be confident. Every word should contribute to your authority, not undermine it. 6. Practice presence and active listening. True authority doesn't shout over others, it listens. When you are fully present in conversations, you gain respect, spot opportunities, and build influence. How to develop executive presence. Be fully engaged in the moment, avoid distractions or multitasking when speaking or listening. Acknowledge others' points before responding, this shows maturity and confidence. Stay calm under pressure, authoritative communicators don't react, they respond. Ask powerful questions, this shows leadership and invites deeper engagement. Hold silence when needed, pausing before responding can create gravitas and thoughtfulness. Presence is a leadership quality that separates true influencers from mere talkers. 7. Rehearse like a professional. People who speak with conviction don't just wing it. Behind the scenes, they've rehearsed, refined, and prepared. The more you practice, the more natural and powerful you become. Best practices for high-impact rehearsal. Record and review yourself. This reveals areas for improvement in tone, body language, and clarity. Rehearse out loud, not just in your head. Speaking your content helps you internalize it and improve flow. Practice under realistic conditions. Use the space, tools, or timing you'll have during the actual event. Work with a coach or peer. External feedback sharpens your strengths and helps identify blind spots. Rehearsal builds muscle memory and confidence. You'll sound natural, not memorized, because you've practiced the right way. 8. Adapt to the audience without losing authority. Speaking with authority doesn't mean being rigid or detached. It means being adaptable while staying grounded in your message. Know your audience and adjust your delivery, tone, and examples accordingly. Audience-focused strategies. Use relatable language, avoid jargon when addressing non-experts. Incorporate audience concerns or goals, this shows you are not speaking at them, but with them. Read the room, if energy is low or confusion arises, adjust your pace or delivery. Be approachable, not arrogant. Authority and humility are not opposites, they are complementary. Respect and relevance make your authority welcome, not intimidating. 9. Leverage storytelling to deepen conviction. Facts tell, but stories sell. When you anchor your message in authentic, emotional storytelling, people remember you and believe in your conviction. How to use storytelling effectively. Share real experiences, personal stories humanize your message and showcase lived wisdom. Make your stories purposeful. Tie them directly to the lesson, value, or call to action. Keep them concise and vivid, use sensory language, emotion, and clear structure, set up struggle solution. Invite others into the narrative, use you and we to create shared meaning. Great communicators are also great storytellers. Your conviction becomes contagious when people feel what you feel. 10. Speak consistently across all contexts. Authority is not reserved for speeches, it must be part of your communication DNA. Whether you're on a video call, sending an email, or speaking in a hallway, your message and tone must reflect conviction. Maintain authority by being concise and clear in writing and speaking. Using strong subject lines and calls to action. Avoiding apologetic or unsure language in emails. Consistently reinforcing your message and values across platforms. Consistency builds trust. When people know what to expect from you, they're more likely to follow your lead. Conclusion. Speaking with authority and conviction is not about ego or domination, it's about service, clarity, and leadership. It's about being heard, trusted, and followed. When you align your mindset, message, voice, body language, and presence, you become a force to be reckoned with. Whether you're pitching an idea, advocating for a cause, teaching a class, or leading a team, remember, authority is not something you wait to be granted, it's something you own through practice, presence, and belief in your voice.